This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. 731 days into the 70s, that's 1973, by the way, Ohio was still musically doing us proud. But as you may have already noticed, the single was yesterday's news. It was the LP that was king, and thanks to that new FM thing on your radio, there's now a place to hear them. Traveling south on the I-71 into Columbus, the remnants of that town's bands Hard Sauce and Mixed Water morphed into the Capital City Rockets, scoring an LP on Elektra that same year. The label dressed them up as a roller derby team because, according to them, they needed a look. Despite that cheesy picture, still a decent band with a good LP. The band's bassist, Eric Moore, is a name you'll need to remember. We'll revisit him again when we get to 1978. Two singles were released, A Little Bit of Fun and Breakfast in Bed. It appears the former was only released domestically as a promotional single. Here's both.
No cares.
your breakfast in bed. Breakfast in bed is what I need. Breakfast in bed is what I need. Breakfast in bed is what I need. Won't you please sing me breakfast in bed? Breakfast in bed is what I need. Breakfast in bed.
Meanwhile, at the northern end of I-71 was another local band that suffered from the big fish in a small pond syndrome, releasing one LP on the Metro Media label, Circus. Although thanks to their first single, Stop, Wait, and Listen, they attained semi-legendary status in the Cleveland market. Although the band went nowhere despite a top 100 national single, some of its members did. Drummer Tommy Dobek would be an inaugural member of the Michael Stanley Band, and Craig and Bruce Balzer would form American Noise. A second single was released, but it didn't chart, Feel So Right. Another proud to be in an Ohioan moment.
Stop, I've been born.
Remember the McCoys? Of course you do. Being a Buckeye, you've got Hang On Sloopy in your DNA. Their lead guitarist's real name was Zeringer, but you know him by Derringer. Rick Derringer, in 1973, saw his first solo LP, All-American Boy. Derringer, while a member of Johnny Winter's band, wrote his signature tune, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, for their first self-titled LP in 1970. Originally known as Johnny Winter and the McCoys, it was shortened to Johnny Winter and. Derringer would contribute to four Winter LPs in the 70s. Two cuts from All American Boy got big time airplay. Of course, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo and Teenage Love Affair. Here's both.
Thank you.
has an incredible resume as a hired gun, or axe in this case, contributing guitar to Steely Dan's Katie Lyde, the solo he cites as his all-time favorite, Making Love Out of Nothing at All by Air Supply, along with Bonnie Tyler, Meatloaf, Barbra Streisand, and Kiss. The 90s found Rick releasing four blues albums for Blues Bureau Records. Well, maybe not proper blues, but a rocked-up take on the blues. From 1994's Electra Blues LP, the title.
Every passing
representative of the time period, then, of a great album was the self-titled RCA release from Granicus. That time, as the psychedelic of the 60s gave way to the hard rock of the 70s, there had to be a missing link of sorts, and albums like this, or who knows, maybe even this one in particular, could be that link. Hard-driving bluesy rock with a Geddy Lee, Robert Plant clone at lead vocal was evident as the tone arm drops on the lead-off track, You're an American. Well, also here in the Vinyl Garage. The aforementioned Granicus lead singer was Woody LaFelle. Their album cover depicts the band in silhouette, with Woody sporting the platform shoes in which he would perform live. Those shoes are the subject of a story from April 2011 in the Medina Post, where he proudly announces the inclusion of those same shoes in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's local musicians display. Apparently, this footwear has survived since 1973, despite Woody's wife Donna's numerous attempts at sneaking them into the trash. It's well past ironic, approaching hypocritical, that the owner of those shoes, the writer and singer of the hometown hit job of a song, Cleveland, Ohio, from their LP, now is proud to be representing that same city in the aforementioned display. Kinda wish Donna had been successful. Off to Alliance and the band Clockwork for our last installment for 1973. Their entire recorded output consists of one LP on an obscure but still nationally distributed label, Green Bottle. A solid album leaning towards a lighter rock sound. Here's the opening cut, Music Box, and a cover of Hitchcock Railway, a cut first recorded by Dunn and McCashin in 1969, but best known by Joe Cocker's version that same year.
What there was. familiar sound. The time has passed, the music box unwound.
It's time for me
to leave the past.
Leave it.
We're welcoming the new year, 1974, with a little bit of soul funk, a genre that was very much alive and well at the time, thanks to the Ohio Players, Daz Band, Average White Band, and others, with the locals taking the cue and recording some Northern Soul of their own. Starting with Cleveland's Foreign Blue Renaissance and their only single on Kahootek, Finding You. Lancaster, just southeast of Columbus, and Allard and the Lost Souls on the Columbus label Star, It's Coming. The Ultimates, also from Columbus, and Girl I've Been Trying to Tell You on the New York label Baroma. And Cleveland's Moving Violations scored a single, their only, on a major label Atlantic, giving them some national exposure and some kind words from Billboard magazine. The song, Spinning Top. Wrapping it up with Dayton's Ohio Players and their first single for Mercury, Jive Turkey, from the Skin Tight album.
You've got to understand that he's coming, yeah. Just look around you, I think you'll see. You got too many wars, too much machinery and pollution. But most of all you got, you got no reality. Lord, it's coming, children, and it won't be long. You've got to realize, Lord, the whole world's coming to an end. For all those stupid people that disobey him.
Trying to tell you just how I feel. ain't going for that no more. No, I done had enough of that. No.
There you have it, a perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Next thing, our business is real, and great. Since we're not serving on the sheet or something.